Hello, and welcome to the Carriers of Hope podcast. Are you tired of always striving for something and ending up at a dead end? Are you sick of searching in all the wrong places in hopes that you'll find your true identity? Do you want to find healing and walk in the freedom that it brings? Do you desire to have authentic relationships in your day-to-day life? Then this is the podcast for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sandy Cortez. This podcast will help you find truth, healing, and freedom, and will empower you to find your true identity. You will learn how to apply practical tools to teach you how to strive no longer, bring forth healing from your past wounds, and break away from your negative mindset. Let's begin this journey to help you start living the life you were intended to live. So grab your pen and paper, and let's start to rewrite your story. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 31. Today's topic is called, Could Our Suffering Be for a Greater Cause? Could our suffering be for a greater cause? Do you ever stand around to just kind of look at the need that's around you? A lot of times we're so busy with life and just hustle bustle and going and family and working and going to school or learning a new trade or it's just busy. And it could be a hard season that we're going through, and yet we never kind of slow down to think about life experiences that we have gone through that caused a lot of suffering and pain in our life, let alone look around to see if there's a need that needs to be met, and you could be the person that could meet that. I spent many years in my own suffering, many years of feeling like I was damaged goods, many years of feeling like I was broken, until the Lord really started to work in my life. And so as you can tell where this podcast is leading, it's time to talk about some of those battle wounds and scars that we do such a good job of hiding so well. Yet, there's something that can be very powerful in igniting some of those scars or battle wounds, especially if there's been healing that's come from that, if there's been life lessons that've come from that, if you've come out of the other side of it, survived, and overcame. And so I want to talk a little bit about some of those battle wounds and scars that we do so well of hiding. Why do you think that we hide those things that have happened to us? Because maybe for me, it was like, what are people going to think? People are going to judge me. People are going to look at me differently or not going to believe me. Those are the things that I believed about my sufferings, my scars, my wounds. And a lot of times I started to really sit back and really reflect that I saw other people that were carrying similar scars, similar wounds. And I thought to myself, wow, I don't know what they've been through. I can't say that I understand per se, but it sure seems similar to something that I experienced or I endured. And what if I came out on the other side? But what if I could see their scars from where I'm standing and almost feel their pain? What am I doing? So hopefully, some of these dark moments that you've had in your life will create some life passions for you that begin to give birth, that out of these life experiences, something is birthed inside of you that's new, that you're wanting to give back, or you're wanting to have other people experience hope and freedom that you have endured. You know, I'm reminded of the story of Joseph, and I think he was very brave. I'm thinking he was not wanted by his siblings. His siblings were jealous of him. He was thrown into a ditch to die, then sold into slavery, then basically was a slave for many years. And yet, I'm sure there was hard moments for him. But he continued the process. He continued the mission that God had spoken over his life. and stayed true to it and never wavered. People were jealous of him. He was turned into a slave. He suffered a lot. But out of that came a passion for reconciliation and for human care. I even reminded of even how he served his brothers and sent them home with, things of bags of corn and all this stuff and coins and sent them off and whatnot. And I thought I would have been real bitter if that was my siblings. Let alone, you think I want to send them home with a bag of corn and some coins? And I'm just being real here, guys. Seriously, it takes courage to do that. It takes a heart of forgiveness to really do something like that. You know, there was a time in my life where I was asked, "What is your why, Sandy?" I had to take a deep breath and I began to look outside and look at the world around me. And I began to reflect on my life and thought about how broken I once was. How the life experiences had really almost tried to take me out. How I almost didn't come out on the other side. Thought that I would never make it through. Yet, after my encounter with God, and after much counseling and healing, came a lot of freedom. That I began to recognize similar scars around me. Similar Sandys that were walking around. And I remember the Lord telling me, "I've called you to breathe hope into the lives of the hopeless." My heart and my why is to see individuals restored, healed, and living in freedom. I'm reminded of a scripture today as I sit here and just reflect on my heart and how bitter and angry I was, that my spit felt like it could be like acid. It was toxic. It was poisonous. I was so angry at the world. I was so angry at God. I was so angry even at myself of things that I had done that I was disappointed or ashamed or felt guilty about throughout my life. And I thought I was handed a bad card. What is my luck? Why is it that everybody around me looks so happy? But yet, again, I started to notice similar scars around me. In Ezekiel 36:26 says, reminding you and removing that heart of stone to give you a heart of flesh. I'm telling you guys, when I walked into the church almost 22 years ago, I remember saying, if one of these church people puts their hand on me, I'm liable to punch them in their face. That's how angry I was. I know, I sound crazy, right? But that's how I felt. I was so bitter. I didn't trust people. I thought people had hidden motives on why they were talking to me and whatnot. And that's when the Lord began to do his work inside of me. The greatest things that steal our joy at times in our lives turns out the things that bring us the best joy, the greatest joy, the greatest moments. And I was a part of that. I was able to see that. And so I'm learning that God has created us all different. God built each one of us so different, to minister different, to love different, to be empathetic, to have compassion, even built us with different gifts and passions. That I'm not meant to be like my neighbor, and that I have a lot to bring to the table like you do. And I don't know where you're at today. I don't know what your similar scars are. I don't know what your battle wounds are, or if you've chosen to be a runner and not deal with things that have happened to you. But I want to be that sense of hope and encouragement today or you that there are similar scars around you where you can ask yourself, how can I help fulfill this need? I watch similar scars on a daily basis come through my office, get the phone calls, and think to myself, God, thank you for rescuing me and healing me the way that you have. Will you heal this person? Will you give this person hope to know that you can heal them as well? And it's sad at times. At times I understand why people are so angry at God, because they feel like, where were you when this and this happened? And if you love me, that and that would have not happened. And so I want to encourage you today. Do you ever wonder if all the suffering that you have endured was for a greater purpose? Some of us are called to feed the homeless, or were a homeless person, and you understand what it's like to live in the streets, what it's like to dig out of trash cans, what it's like to go to a shelter and get fed, to struggle, to not knowing where your next meal or where you're going to take a bath at, or days going without having a hot bath. And yet, you have a story to share that maybe you could be someone that feeds the homeless, or in the homeless ministry, or volunteer there. Maybe you've been called to work with addicts. And maybe you yourself were an addict at one time in your life where you knew what it was like to catch and chase that next fix, that next high, and you understand that. Maybe by you being an addict, it caused a lot of friction between you and your family. And now there's been restoration and healing. But yet you see other similar scars out there that need to hear that there is hope. That even though it seems like they're chasing that high, there's a different kind of high. And you can give that to them. What if you were called to sing? There's such beautiful music that are created from so many artists, whether Christian or non. Sometimes I listen to secular music and I read the lyrics and I'm like, wow, this sounds like it was a very painful season of their life. And out of this came this. Maybe you've been called to preach. Maybe you've been called to public speaking. Maybe you've been called to help people with trauma, like myself. Maybe you've been called to write, knowing that you're a good writer, that you're so good with words and can just express things in writing so well that can bring healing to other people. And you know, every part of our life experiences is a part of the story that we have. So think of it like a book. And in there's all these chapters of all the life experiences that have happened to you. Every scar that you've endured was not only for you, but possibly to bring healing to others, to bring freedom, to bring hope. And guys, as you're listening to me on this podcast, that's the same position I was in, growing up, hustling to find who I was, violating morals that I so said I would never violate, chasing after the high, hiding behind drugs, hiding behind sex, hiding behind validation, people pleasing, crossing boundaries, having no boundaries. And God has done a tremendous work in my life, and He can do that with you. So I want to ask you something today as we get ready to wrap up. I can't believe we're wrapping up this soon, but what is the need around you? And when do you recall meeting a need and feeling so fulfilled, feeling so good about what you're doing, whether it's serving others, whether it's writing, whether it's anytime you sing that melody, like my daughter. She has an amazing voice, and I'm not being biased because she's my kid, but really, my son, my oldest, my children are very gifted. My daughter has a beautiful voice, raspy, so does my oldest son. My middle son is great at public speaking and just taking one word and making a whole message out of it. It's beautiful to see the gifts that they have. And even how even my daughter, that's barely 14 years old, is writing music today of even life experiences that she has endured. Without even knowing that I would be giving this message today, she's already started at an early age to start processing emotions that she's felt, things that have happened that are out of her control, and writing it down on words. And her words are so powerful. And maybe that's you. Maybe you feel like, I don't have that vocal voice, but you're a great writer and you have a way of expressing yourselves. Or maybe you're a public speaking, or maybe you love doing or always wish to make a difference. And maybe you've always wanted to start a podcast. I can help you with that too, by the way, guys. But when do you recall meeting a need and feeling so fulfilled? I remember when I decided to give back, I remember our past pastor at our church that we used to attend had asked me to write out my testimony. And I thought, I do not feel adequate enough. He doesn't know me. This is crazy. Oh my God, I'm going to mess this up. And I recall reading that years and years ago. And I thought, oh my goodness. Even in my brokenness, God was using it for His glory to make a difference and to help others in this. I felt so fulfilled when I got off that stage to be able to share my life story. And God had not done nearly the work that He's done in my life today. And I've been saved almost 21 years. And so, when do you recall meeting a need? And how did you feel about that? I want you to think about that and ponder on that. What do you think are your main passions in your life currently? Maybe people don't know what your passions are. Maybe you're too afraid to step out and write. Maybe you're too afraid to step out and start a podcast. Maybe you're too afraid to go and teach. Or maybe you're too afraid to just share. Because what if people knew what's happened? Or what will they think of me? Think about those passions and those gifts that you have. Because remember that God has built each of us different. To love different, to have compassion in different ways, to have different giftings and talents. I'm not meant to be like my neighbor, and neither are you. And a lot of times, comparison can be the worst killer through all of this, guys. But it's just like taking a look at your life and seeing, what giftings do I have? Or what has happened in my life that can be a gift to someone else? Even though maybe when you were going through it didn't feel like a gift but a hot mess, it maybe felt like it was going to take you out like I did. But I want you to begin to look at what some of your passions are in your life currently. And then, what would you be doing on this earth if you knew that you didn't have long to live? Would that mean stepping out? Would you mean doing things that made you afraid and just taking a risk in doing it? Would it mean that you'd begin to make a difference in your workspace, in your community, in your neighbors, with your families? What would that be? Because when we've been giving a sentence, and I recall this very much because when my mom passed away, they gave her 6 months and it was to the T. And I just remember life was different those last 6 months for her in such a way that she just wanted to enjoy her last moments. And she did that. And a lot of healing came from that as well. So if you were given a certain amount of time left on this earth, what would you be doing different? And again, do you ever wonder if all the scars and all the battle wounds that you have endured was for a greater purpose? I want to leave you with this scripture. In John 10:9, the Passion, I think it's the Passion Translation, TPT. It says, I am the gateway to enter through. I am the gateway to enter through me is to experience life, freedom, and satisfaction. And guys, I cannot tell you how much striving I have done throughout my life to try to feel satisfied and content. And it was always striving like a hamster on a wheel, spinning, going nowhere, until God began his healing process in me. And then I began to recognize similar scars around me. And so I hope that this ignites something inside of you, that you begin to look at your life experiences differently. Now, let's say if you've never dealt with those life experiences, then it's time to start today. It's time to get a hold of a great counselor that can help you. It's time to tell someone. It's time to maybe be accountable to someone. I want to challenge you into stepping out and begin to look at what the need is around you. What are those passions? What are those life experiences that maybe can bring hope and freedom to someone else? And if you don't know Jesus, this is a great opportunity for you to know, because guys, I've tried it all. I've tried drugs, alcohol, sex, everything. None of that worked. And I attempted to try God again. And I had a very tainted view of God because of my upbringing and being raised in a very religious home. I had to figure who God was on my own. Not hearsay, not what pastors would say, but just really digging my heels deep into the Word of God and Him revealing Himself to who He really was. And that's when the healing process started for me. And so I want to encourage you in that, that God is real. And you may feel like He's not been there for you. You may have endured something very tragic or traumatic for your life. But I really want to encourage you to let you know that God is here. And He is wanting to bring healing to your life. And it is not by coincidence that you're tuning in today to listen to this particular episode. Because God is saying it's your time. It's your time to heal. It's your time to experience life. It's your time to experience freedom and satisfaction that can only be found in Him. So, what is that need around you? And do you ever wonder if all the suffering you have endured was for a greater cause? Thank you for listening to the Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel and go ahead and leave me a review? Be sure to share it with your friends and family, and together we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com, and be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.